Not much has changed on the injury report. I'll be redundant and repeat it, but Demaryius Thomas did not practice. Mitch Unrein, left knee sprain, out for the short term. DJ Williams, still hamstring. Lewis Leonard, knee. And Brandon Bing, cornerback, calf strain. That's it on the injury report. Any questions?
Can you get those guys back there?
Yeah, I think, you know, getting Dawkins obviously out there, you know, all 11, 12 guys, that helps. And we were able to flip our practice schedule, thinking that it might not happen by 9 this morning, so we were able to get them in pads today, so that was a good thing.
Do they look like guys that hadn't been pads, or are they able to jump in pretty quick there?
Well, we're easing them into it. You know, I think the thought, even in the new CBA, of starting off camp with not being in pads the first 2 days, you know, we didn't do that per se, but we did lighten up the reps just to get them in some kind of hitting shape, and we'll monitor that as we move forward.
John, there's a lot of curiosity about your quarterback situation. What's the public perception and what's the reality?
Well, I've said all along, I mean, you know, there might be some, I don't know, whatever on the outside, but in there I think everybody understands where it is and understands that's why you go to camp, that's why you play preseason games, and that's why you pick a 53-man roster. You earn it in the evaluation process. So nothing's changed from 7 months ago. Even really looking at this team before I even took this job, you know, I had a pretty good idea where it was and how we'd start, and we've maintained that all the way along. So really what happens on the outside I don't concern myself much with, but, you know, just those guys in that locker room.
What impression have each of the three guys made on you so far?
Well, I think they're different. You know, I think Kyle's a veteran guy. You know, I think Tim's a young developing quarterback with, you know, great upside, and the same thing for Brady Quinn. And we even have a young kid, Adam Weber, that's been impressive. So, you know, it's like every other position. I know it's a lot more public and all that stuff, but, you know, we're just trying to get better as a football team so we can win some games, and this game's only fun when you win.
The players mentioned it's kind of become a bit of a joke or entertainment, some of the hype about the quarterback situation. Has there been any entertainment value for the coaches?
Well, you know, the reality is we're kind of social morons. I mean, we're working nonstop, and with trying to, you know, cram these last 5 months of free agency into 5 days, it's kept it interesting, to say the least. So I can honestly say I haven't stared at the TV until about 1 in the morning, and I missed it.
The value of Dawkins besides being on the field, I mean, the guy just loves coaching these guys out.
Well, the guy's a tremendous player. He's had a tremendous career. I competed against him for many years when I was in New York and he was in Philly, and I had him in a Pro Bowl. And, you know, he brings a lot to the table. He helps our job as coaches, and, you know, he's a real asset to our football team.